taps the rooftop, shrouds the earth in silence. Scotty yells and mourns, rebels in the whiteness. My world is so small inside our cozy walls, though warm and so threatened by the end of days.
Time will surely come, and all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my let's bony fingers free.
Okay, we are back. Like an hour to Whitney of In Defense of Humanity, along with her co-host, every weekend with Ingrid Castle. Tonight we're speaking loosely about several topics, but especially about game theory and how this has affected our lives today, the interaction between the corporations in particular, and so forth. Alcy, we've got a few callers. What do you think? Should we bring in a few callers into the mix?
That'd be great. Let's do it.
Well, then let's start with Paul in Atlanta. How are you, Paul?
Hi, Al. Hi, Locke. I'm a long-term listener, and I enjoy both your programs. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
I want to just make mention, I appreciate the information about the game theory, but the people that are awake, especially those of us that listen to alternative radio, we need to have a game plan on how we're going to react when the line in the sand is drawn. When someone wants to force an inoculation in your arm or my arm, what action do we take before we even get to that point?
I'd be happy to answer that, Paul. We've drawn the line in the sand. If you haven't had a chance to download Lawfully Yours, we have drawn a line in the sand in that guide. As far as vaccines are concerned, one is for the doctor. The doctor has to be notified. It's a legal notice. And the idea is you submit this legal notice, which is one of the foundations of their corporate legal system, is legal notices and affidavits and contracts. That's how their system works. So we've got to work within their system and ensure that we're not consenting. Too often, we are tricked into consenting, or we're told that we consented when we signed up when we didn't.
Absolutely. I understand that, and I did hear your program on that before. But
right.
If it comes down to, okay, you're going to put this form in front of the doctor, and if he is not willing to sign it, and he threatens...
He doesn't have... No. You're confusing it with a different form. Go to Lawfully Yours, and you'll find ours there. It is not require the doctor to sign. It is you telling the doctor, this is my legal notice to you, doctor, put it in my file, and you will have two witnesses to your signature. You will date it. It will be addressed. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Notice to principal is notice to agent. You do not need him to sign. You are telling him that, and really it's conditional, unless he's willing to take the liability for any harm or injury that comes to you and willing to put that in writing, that you do not consent to any of the vaccinations. Now, I have talked to doctors up one side and down the other. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm married to one. And they would never accept the liability in writing for anything.
Well, absolutely. But take it a step further. What if they're resentful and they decide to call CPS and say you're a negligent parent?
Okay, now, here's the thingy, Bob. About the lawful notice, okay? It gives you a foundation to stand upon. Once you submit that to the doctor, you've laid your foundation. It's on the record. Now, we also go into how you deal with CPS. But what you put on the record is you've given them, I will agree to do this if you will agree to take the liability. The whole hot potato in the vaccination issue, there is one hot potato and only one hot potato, and that is the liability. When the big pharma was granted immunity from liability for all injuries or harm that the vaccine can cause, then when they through that immunity over public health workers, doctors, none of them can be sued for harm or injury that their vaccine products can cause. Now we take it and we put it back. And by having done that, guess where they've left the liability? They've left it in our lap. It's in our lap. If we get injured, we have to pay it to make ourselves whole. We have to suffer Guillain-Barré, or we have to take care of the autistic child. No, 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 no. We're throwing it back at them and saying, I'll cooperate. I'd be happy to if you will take the liability. I would be absolutely astounded. It would knock me off my chair. I mean, I would be breathless if one of them would accept the liability, because they've all got lawyers who told them, don't worry, you won't be liable.
Right, so they're not going to accept the liability. So then,
but there's nothing they can do.
You record this.
It's going to be recorded on the legal form. It's a legal notice. It's going to go on the chart. This is a legal notice for the record.
Okay, but where record? Where does the legal notice go to?
On your patient chart. If you're referring to the doctor, naturally you've got to have a copy. If you're referring to the doctor, it goes on that chart and you note, this document was presented to Dr. Blue on such and such a day for my medical record, for my daughter's medical record. Then you've got it in the record, and that's the foundation you're going to use should they decide to take it further.
Okay, now in the record, am I confusing this? Do you file this? Do you file this in court?
No, no, no. You give it to the doctor for your medical record.
What if he throws it in the trash?
Well, you've got a copy.
Well, then it's who's to say that?
No, anytime if he wants to come at you or after you or any other institutions want to come at you or after you, you've got a copy. Now the question is, what happened to Dr. Blue? Why is that no longer in the record? It would be ideal if you could get the nurse to sign and accept it, but it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Now, some people will do it. They'll go a step further. They can hand it to him physically. And then they can, in addition, if you want to really be sure, you can send it to them certified mail register receipt.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Well, that's just
we'll
another
do that good, as backup anyway.
Right, it's a great backup anyway. Then there's no confusion. You gave it to them, you told them, you sent it to them certified mail. There's only one other thing you could do to make sure that this is on the record, and that would be to put it in a public notice in the newspaper.
Right. I mean, this whole vaccination issue is very insidious, because if you stop to think about it, if they are successful in making that mandatory, it's going to affect where you go and how you get there. It's going to affect travel, your ability to go to public places, perhaps even to renew your driver's license.
Right.
Or even have the right to have a bank account.
Correct. And just think about all of this stuff that they may come at you, and here's you with your little letter, and they're going to say, can we see your vaccination record? And here's what you can say to them with a smile on your face. Well, you know, Mrs. Smith, I tried to work with the doctor on this, and I told him I would take his vaccine if he would take a liability. I mean, I was happy to cooperate. I told him, I even put it in writing, if you take the liability, I'll be happy to take your shot. And he wouldn't do it. So I tried.
Yeah, considering society is going to be civil and not graduate to the next point of violence.
Well, you know, all of this, you know, if there's crazy people, and we seem to be have a planet. Somebody sent me a joke that I just loved, and it said, I think there was a UFO that dropped a bunch of crazy people on planet Earth. Sadly, I don't think they're going to come back and pick them up.
Listen, Paul, stay on the line. We're going to bring in some other callers so we can move things along here. Your questions posed are excellent, though. Renee in North Carolina, how are you tonight?
Fine. You know, she was discussing incentives and disincentives. This is commonly referred to as the carrot and the stick.
And the stick, yes,
that's
indeed.
Right. That's right.
And the thing is, I even heard Madeleine Albright admit how they use a carrot and the stick in foreign policy to get what they want. But if you think they just use it on people in other countries, you better think again. The thing is, nothing will change. If there's a plan, this is, I have one, okay? And the people who will be hurt by this don't like this plan at all. But the thing is, like you said, we have to remove the carrot and break that damn stick. And
right.
The thing is, the government employees are in a private separate pension system. Some of these people, they're going to work in their 20s. They get to retire when they're 40. And then what they do, they get that more lucrative government pension. Then they go work for 10 years, 40 quarters under Social Security, and they get that check too. It's called double dipping. The thing is, the carrot is the pension, the job, livelihood, and pension, and the stick is the fear of losing the job in the pension. The thing is, that is more lucrative than what they make in the private sector. Sherry Bill Jackson admitted to me on air that an IRS collection person makes around $125,000. While the same job in the private sector, they make around $25,000. Well, those people will murder their own mother to keep that kind of difference in pay. We have to have some parity between where these people are not so willing to sell their soul and make a deal in the devil to exploit and oppress the rest of us. And until that financial incentive is removed, ain't nothing gonna change.
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying. How about if I interject another thought here? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've worked this out, and this is going to take, not everybody's going to be able to follow this, and not everybody's going to have the guts to do it. But this is how it works. We do have something that we're going to submit to people. I admit right off the bat that it's going to be a small group of people who will be able to do this, so we'll understand it. But if you understand that the corporate government is coming at you because they've got the carrot and the stick hanging over their head, as you already explained so well, they've got mm-hmm. the carrot and then the stick, you lose the job. So what they're doing is they're coming after a fiction called you. Now, their job is to get that straw man to do what it is they're supposed to get you to do. Right? That's their job. Mm-hmm. But you are a flesh living woman. You're a living woman. You are not a dead legal fiction. So you have the right to say to them, I do not have to respond to your corporate rule or regulation, because I am declaring myself a living flesh and blood woman and I'm not employed by your corporation. You are free to use this notice to inform your employer that you did your best, short of putting a gun to my head, to get me to abide by their corporate rule, and I said no. Therefore, you are not, you should not be punished for your noble efforts. You see how you're playing the game? You're saying to them, I see you, you're the corporation, you can't make me do anything because I'm a flesh and blood living woman. But because I know that they'll get you in trouble, just tell them I refused.
Well, this is the deal, though. These people don't follow the rules.
No. They are going to try to inflict it on you, but you're giving them a get-out-of-jail card by giving them a notice. If they're smart, they'll use the notice.
But the thing is, they don't follow the rules. There'll be instances where they've thrown people in jail, and they find out that they've been in the jail for 2 years with no charges, just rotting back there. That's against the rules, okay? But it didn't prevent them from doing it.
Well, that's because they went in front of their corporate boards. I have to remind people, get a copy of Law. Get a copy of Lawfully Yours and start reading it. It's not that long. It'll help explain what the court system is all about. It'll save you a lot of heartache once you understand it.
Well, yeah, like you say, and that sounds good. Like you said, the person never even got into the court. They threw him in the jail, locked him up. They never went before a judge or anything, and they just left him in there for 2 years.
Well, I'd have to know more about that and what paperwork was signed and what jurisdiction that was under. I'd have to know a whole lot more. To be able to tell you what all transpired. Normally what we see is something is said or done that gives them jurisdiction over the individual, and that's one of the presumptions, 12 presumptions of our courts is in Lawfully Yours. When you read that, I believe it's Appendix C or D, the 12 presumptions of our court, then you'll see how these things can happen, and we won't even know it's happening until after the fact.
Well, like I say, it's a very interesting show. I'm enjoying it very much. But until we can put these people where there is no financial incentive, they can't make any more money oppressing, exploiting us than they can in the private sector, I think it will take away that incentive. They'll be less inclined. They will be more likely to allow their conscience to wake up.
Good point.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Let's bring up Fred in Michigan. How are you, Fred?
Hey, there he is.
How we be?
Okay, Brother Sage QR. Hey, the fellow who called previously, regarding the liability scenario there. An affidavit is immensely lawful and legally binding, and I began the creation of one last year, affidavit of non-corporate status. And when I finish it, I'll read it, but it's essentially describing the fact that I am not a corporate government created
fiction.
Corporate entity,
fiction.
A corporate fiction entity, etc.
Yes.
I describe what the opposite is, which would be a private, non-corporate, a Yawa, since the father's name is Yawa, spirit man on the soil of Yawa, because no corporation rules or regulations, which are correctly described as policy, not law. You know, Generous Motors here in Michigan, I've never heard them. And honestly, if you listen astutely to the mainstream prostitute, Juice Furrier News, you will hear, even at the Fed level, they'll describe this or that rule.
Right.
Okay? This or that rule. So,
right.
They're not laws. And
nope.
when you examine carefully the fact that at the state level, the sort of lawmakers that people think they're electing into office, they are the corporate government agent actor functionaries who pretend to be what people think they are.
Hold on the phone there, Fred. Let's take this break. We'll be right back. We have four more callers right after you.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and move forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine now. Only at hempusa.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Okay, we are back, and I think we have Fred still on the line with us. Al, Fred, why don't you finish up? We've got four people behind you, my friend.
Yeah, I'll be quick. So what Al was describing earlier relative to vaccinations, and for Paul's benefit, everyone else, I encountered a scenario with my aunt in dialysis. They were pushing four vaccinations on people from their 60s up into their 80s, and they're all on dialysis 3 days a week. And then the following day, you're in recovery from dialysis. So basically, it's a living hell. So anyway, I demanded of the Amazonian head nurse the toxicity safety study data to prove safety and efficacy for this class of patient populace, they never produced it. And I told the nurse, when she produces it, we will consider. Well, we were one of only two others. The 17 others took the shot. And when my aunt returned for dialysis about a month later, because she had improved, so she didn't have to go for a whole month, there were only two other people there, and we were informed by the dialysis tech that all the rest had died. And she wasn't supposed
to tell us. That's lovely news.
She wasn't supposed to tell us. She looked around, whispered, and said they all took the shots. The affidavit, or anybody faced with that scenario, whomever it might be, child or et cetera, simply demand the safety, efficacy, research study data for that particular patient. When I checked with the state of Michigan in Lansing a few years ago relative to student vaccinations, I ultimately, after I think it was about 10, like 2 weeks of calling, I finally got someone with a functioning brain in the public health department who said, "You're right, it's merely a recommendation, it's not a law. The school districts get a financial endowment if they meet the quota."
That's
okay,
exactly
now.
Right.
Game theory.
Fred, yeah, I got to cut you short. We got too many calls behind you, but that's an excellent contribution. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Al. Hey, Lark.
Hey there.
Hey, I got two things. I'll make it quick. The first on mimetic warfare. I was trying to find a short skit off of a South Park program called "And It's Gone," and I found it. But in the meantime, I also found it on a website called MemeGenerator.net. So if you want to engage in meme warfare, there's a website that seems to be set up for people who want to try their hand at creating a meme and see if they can get some traction. But that little skit off of South Park, I don't watch the program myself, but it's a minute and 41 seconds of a father trying to teach his son good thrift by depositing some money in the bank. And it's hilarious. Just look it up. Second thing, I also came across a story about a 19-year-old girl, and she's in an awful predicament. And this article features this poster of her, and it says this girl, pointing to her, is an American citizen by birth. She can't vote, can't get a job, can't drive, can't obtain her basic birthright as an American. And there's the break music. I'll finish up quick if you hold me.
Fine, that sounds fine. We're going to go to break now. We'll be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
We're back and we're moving into the last big segment. We'll have a short segment before the hour is up. We were talking to Rodney from Illinois. Rodney, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I've got to finish the story. And if anybody wants to follow up on it, just use the search phrase 19-year-old girl who does not exist.
Okay.
Anyhow, the bottom line of this story is this girl was homeschooled. Her parents did not get her birth certificate, did not get her a social security number, did not, you know, otherwise identify her. You know, what could we add to the list of things she can't get? She probably can't get an abortion. She probably can't get vaccines, probably never has. She probably cannot be inducted involuntarily into the armed services. I mean, this poor girl has really got it bad, but apparently at age 19, she decided that desperately, she wants to be a communitarian, and she doesn't know how. And I thought, Lark, here's a young lady that's got so much going for her, but she's hell-bent on being a communitarian, and I thought maybe you could help her out.
Well, I'm afraid Lark has some problems with Skype, so, Ronnie, maybe you could call him tomorrow night and ask that question again, because we're trying to get him back, but he's not available right now.
Okay, well, you're doing a great job. And carry on.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. Call tomorrow night, and you can probably talk to Lark then. Let's take the next caller. I'm substituting right now for the substitute. How's that? Until we get him back. The next caller, I believe, is Francis. Francis, this is Al Whitney. Do you have anything to add to our conversation?
Yes, hello, folks. There has been apparently legislation that passed through here in North Carolina where basically your religious exemption or whatever regarding avoiding vaccines, as well as another type of rejection of that, is no longer being accepted or allowed. The question I have is this a form that would be placed in your medical record if the physician is willing to sign it? How does that either affect it or feel allowable in light of that so-called legal garbage is being perpetrated by the government.
Okay. Global. First of all, I want to say for those who haven't heard this, there, if you can get your kids out of school, you need to get your kids out of school. I'm not saying that lightly. If you can get your children out of school, you need to get them out of school. Common Core is the most horrific thing, and it's coming in by stealth. It's showing up now everywhere. It is horrible. With or without vaccines, Common Core is hideous. If you want to do a search, let's see, brilliant anti-core, Common Core, Duke Pesta, and listen to it. It's an hour and it's well worth your time. If you have children or grandchildren, you need to understand what Common Core is. That's number one. get them out of school. Number two, you don't need the doctor to sign anything ever. Don't ever count on the doctor signing anything. You don't need it. You need a legal notice, and we have them in Lawfully Yours. Lawfully Yours is a free download. If you want to buy a copy, there's a link. You can buy a hard copy. You need to read about the whole vaccination issue, including if your employee and your corporate employer wants to make you get a vaccine or lose your job. We have a lawful notice for that as well. We have a lawful notice for the doctor, for the school, for the college. All of this is addressed in that book because these are corporate rules and we're challenging them in writing in a format that they recognize called a legal notice. Does that answer your question?
Pretty much. As far as the Common Core you mentioned about a moment ago,
yes.
Apparently I learned about a week ago that there is a new type of programming coming about starting in Pennsylvania that's going to be even worse than Common Core.
Well, it's horrible. I mean, I just strongly advise everybody to do their research. I like the Duke Pesta video. You can get it from Dollar DVD. They sell that video, and you need to watch it with all your friends and see what they've done to our schools. It's hideous.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Who do we have next, Al?
Is that you, Lark?
It is. I finally got back on.
Yay! I was going to ask for you.
Go ahead and bring up the next caller if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks. I'm glad you're back. John from California. Okay, Russ from Alabama.
Sound okay? Hi. Do I sound okay?
Yes.
Great. Okay, you mentioned maybe the certified letter or you can record your notice, not only legal notices in the paper, but go to the probate office and have them file it in the county under miscellaneous. And then the caller had used the idea of the affidavit. Now, one thing about an affidavit is once you do correct administrative procedure, you can put the doctor on the record as to what he fails to object to. If he fails to object and you go through the process of notice of fault and finally putting him in a legal position of default, it means that he is admitted to what he fails to rebut. And so if you can put vaccine information in there and then show that according to the admissions of the pharma company that your daughter is going to be in a cumulative risk of this amount of percent, then there is an interesting maxim of law that says where the consequence of an act is known, the commission of the act is prima facie evidence of the intent to cause that consequence.
Russ,
and he doesn't have to answer.
Russ, I love these conversations. You know, I could just do show. Maybe people will tune into our program. We have a talk show call on Tuesday nights because I just love these conversations. But let me tell you something about physicians that is missing in what you're talking about, okay? Physicians are not going to assume the liability. They are really there following orders. So when you give them a lawful notice, if you look at the lawful notice that we put together, and you can see it in Lawfully Yours, it was written to give information to physicians that they don't have now. And how do I know that? Because I know the physicians and I ask questions. I know that there are gatekeepers right now keeping valid information away from physicians, so physicians continue to believe the vaccine myth. And that lawful notice that we constructed was written to bring the physicians into reality, in addition to challenging them and telling them that unless they want to take the liability, we also give them sites, places they can go to get the truth about vaccines. It's a one-page notice meant to educate the doctor as well as tell him that you do not consent.
That's a different approach but here is another wrinkle on this in that you can include the facts in the affidavit and he has some chance to rebut the facts about the vaccines. Now
he won't do that, Russ. I'm sorry, no, they will not do that. They will not.
He does,
they
will he does not, not have to respond. But when he has been lawfully served these facts, he can't say he didn't know.
Yes,
that's where
can.
The maximum.
Russ, what he's going to do is he's going to stand behind the immunity that the corporate courts give him.
No, not when you use administrative procedure at properly served affidavits with a record and a notarial record of service. It's called presentment, notarial affidavit of presentment.
But you've got to get a court. And their commercial courts are controlled by the judges. You've got to get a court.
Not at all. No court. This goes on the county record, and it becomes established record by his tacit procuration. He is in a legal position of having made an admission.
Well, you know what? If you want to send that to me, I'd love to look at it. You can send it to sayno2@gmail.com. And it's the number 2, not the word 2. sayno2flushots@gmail.com, and I'll take a look at that. Mark, okay. We have other callers. Should we?
Yeah, actually, it's Russ in Alabama who's up next. That was John in California. Thank you, John. Russ,
okay.
Are you there?
No, I thought that was Russ.
Russ, yeah. It's called administrative procedure and affidavit process, and you can look it up. It's just simple mechanics of this.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I've seen it fail a lot of times, but I will take another look at it. Thanks.
Oh, let's see. Do we have Wayne in Texas? Still with us, Wayne?
Yes, I am. Very good show tonight, Lark.
Well, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to call in because I believe that Al's vaccination notice is very important because it is a real solution to an ever-growing problem. And the key to, I think, Al's approach here is the fact that you're staying in honor in this whole process. And as Al knows, the system is designed to force us into dishonor, meaning if we throw away a notice or a letter or something like that, that starts a controversy, and we start going down this slippery slope,
yes.
You know, into this legal, you know, morass of nonsense. But Al, couple questions I had is along the same lines with the vaccination deal. Have you ever looked at Al Adask and his letter of inquiry? And I just happened to think about it as you're talking to the fellow from California. You had some very good points, but
is that the letter of inquiry where you asked the doctor if he could validate this, that, or the other?
Yeah, just a series of questions because you're allowed procedural due process on
not
any,
with the doctor's office.
You're not
the doctor
able
will
to give you
the doctor will just trash that. He's not obligated to answer anything.
Okay, that's wanted to throw that
and
out.
And I threw it past doctors and they looked at that and they said, I'm not going to answer this. I don't owe them anything. I don't owe them this explanation. So if you're counting on the doctors to do something, to read something and respond to you, that's probably not going to work in our experience. But the lawful notice, pretty much we tell them what the scoop is, what the deal is, and if they want to take the liability, we'll cooperate, and we know they won't.
I see what you mean. Okay. Now, just one quick thing. When you're working with city officials, county, and all that, you know, is it true that every time you do get a letter or notice, it's actually that offer of contract?
Yes, and it's
system?
It's a lot of fun. We talked about it last week on TalkShoe. It's a lot of fun to watch them squirm. In lawfully years, we have a letter that people have sent out, and they said, "I'd be happy to please send me freedom of information request. Please send me a signed document that obliges me to adhere to your corporate statutes. Thanks so much. Appreciatively me," right?
Yeah.
Makes them crazy because they don't have such a thing.
Right. I can imagine. Yeah, it's true, too. And I, the ones I've tried to send back and have been pretty successful with is just, you know, oh, I accept your oath. You know, where's the constitutional basis? You know, what's the, where's the authority? You know, where's your delegated or, constitutional authority for this thing, just those kinds of thoughts to force them to answer you, you know, it seems to me to be very strong, too.
No, we're working away. We're not in the Constitution. People need to understand that the Constitution is on the shelf. Uniform Commercial Code was brought into this country, took over our courts. All these courts are administrative. The Constitution is not in our courts. And the way you can test any constitutional lawyer, and I just had this discussion yesterday, you go to that lawyer and you say to him, Mr. Lawyer, if I sign a contract that violates my Bill of Rights or my constitutional rights, if I go to court, will the court honor the Constitution over my contract, or will the court honor my contract and ignore the Constitution? And I could tell you the answer of the question. The answer to the question is the ultimate superior law in our country today is contract law, uniform commercial code, the law of contracts.
But don't all these public officials do take an oath, though, where they swear to uphold the Constitution?
They take an oath to the mother corporation. To the mother corporation. Remember, it turned into a corporation in 1871?
Right.
That is an oath that they're taking to the Constitution of the mother corporation. The mother corporation, the United States, has been in a permanent state of national emergency since 1933, and it's under the jurisdiction now of the executive branch during the permanent state of national emergency, which is how we got all these executive branch agencies making law, which they're not allowed to make. But that's what's happened. So what you have now is a commercial corporate structure. So when they take an oath, they take an oath to the mother corporation, the United States corporation. And whatever that corporation says they should do, that's what they do.
Okay.
It's all law of contract today in the commercial realm.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up, Al. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. I've heard that so many times. I know people are confused about that.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we flew by through some callers tonight, huh?
Yeah.
That was fun. That was fun. We still have a few moments left, folks. 800-313-9443. Well, this topic of how about you, Caesar, in New York?
Yes, Mark, good evening.
Hi there.
Excellent show. I got to say, you swung that bat tonight. You hit home runs all night. Excellent show.
Well, I had a great co-host, didn't I?
Absolutely. I'd like to know, is there like a website for her, and is there any contact, or how can I get some of this documentation? And very interesting show. The courts today, you know, there's always a violation of personage and baratry.
Yes.
Every day it goes on where they confuse you for a foreign estate trust.
Yep.
They get away with it. I don't know how they get away with it, but they get away with it. And it's, you know what it is, at the end of the day, it's all smoke and mirrors, and it's a dog and pony show. They have
Caesar,
no powers.
Caesar, you use the words. You sound like you have read the works of Anna von Ritz. Have you read her stuff?
No, I have not.
Well, that's what she says. It's just, it's nice to hear you say that, because she's written about this, and she's right. It's the personage. They turn us into this legal fiction person, and who inflicts pain and damage and injury on this legal fiction person that they created? Baratree. That's
exactly. Hold on, folks. We've got this last break and this last segment coming up. Corporation Nation, right here on RBN.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Free Your Mind returns to Philadelphia April 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2015 with a three-day conference featuring top-caliber whistleblowers and researchers from across the country who will shed light upon our world's problems and bring forward empowering solutions. To get your tickets and to donate, go to www.freeyourmindconference.com. Free Your Mind. It's your world. It's your future. Empower yourself.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Callers, poor Lark, he's on the landline. He can't see the board, and I kind of had to take over. And I'm so glad he doesn't mind. He's a great sport. Could we finish up with Caesar though? Because we've only got a few minutes left. Is there anything else, Caesar? I do want to give out that information you requested.
Yes, I kindly appreciate it. This way, maybe if I could touch base with you, or you have an email or something, because. Also, I wanted to say that the way we speak and the way we write makes a big difference. That's why the upper cases is the straw man, and the lower cases with the dash, the colon, and the full last name, and lower cases of the middle name full, and lower cases of the last name, that's a living endowed woman or living endowed man. And if you go into court and the judge tells you, do you understand, and you say yes, you allow him and give him the right to walk all over you.
Okay, well, that's good information. Let me add to that, if you don't mind. We only have a few minutes left. I'm going to honor your request. My website is anticorruptionsociety.com, anticorruptionsociety.com. You'll see on the homepage there is a link, a tab at the top, Lawfully Yours. You'll click on that. It gives you a brief description of what this guide that I referred to that's got all these notices in it. And incidentally, our newest edition on the appendix is explaining the reality regarding an affidavit, all of the requirements of an affidavit that could be submitted in their commercial legal system. So when you talk about affidavits, that should help you write affidavits. If you need to contact me, send me an email. SayNoToFluShots@gmail.com. And we have a talk show call on Tuesday nights, and the topic is pretty much what we talked about here, the legal system that we're all struggling with. It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. If you go to the website anticorruptionsociety.com, there's a little picture of law of talk show, and you click on that and you'll get right to where the program is going to be. And I'm on a program on this very same network, RBN, on Saturday nights at 8 o'clock with my co-host Ingrid Castle, which is how I met Lark. Whew, got that in. Now, Lark, you're on.
Well, let me just say this briefly for the listeners. Remember, you're listening to the Corporation Nation. Al and I are standing in for our friend Clint Richardson, who's running around Philadelphia, getting into trouble tonight. And I'll be with you guys tomorrow night and Wednesday night as well. We'll try to cook something up. Clint's websites are thecorporationnation.com, as well as the Reality Blogger, 1G, therealityblogger.wordpress.com. Take it away. End the show for us tonight, Al.
Well, I'm hoping everybody gets a chance to read Time to Expose the Game Theory. You really need to know that, because anytime you hear incentives or disincentives, that's where it's coming from.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me tonight, Al. It's been fun.
You're welcome. I had a great time.
Oh, we'll do it again soon.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
With financial uncertainty.